Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Yankees were 15 games into the season, an 8-7 record. They've been hitting well. The starting pitching, the injuries, the questions, and frankly, it's just been damn cold and rainy in the Bronx. To talk about the Yankees, to assess the situation, we bring in friend of the program, Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic. Hey, BK, how are you?
I am well, Lori. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Have you warmed up from Friday?
No. I'm still getting a feeling back in my fingers. It was a waterlogged, gross, disgusting day. Manager Aaron Boone said that it was maybe the worst conditions he's seen a game played in, and definitely among the worst I've covered. I don't know if it's the worst, but it's up there.
Yeah, so I thought on the misery scale, I just thought Friday night's games for Yankee fans, you're cold, you're wet, and then Marcus Stroman gives up 5 runs and your team's never really even in the game. I guess let's start with the injuries. What's the latest in terms of there's Clark Schmidt should be back Wednesday, right? And then in terms of Stroman and the knee, what's the latest there?
Stroman should be back Wednesday. He'll jump into – sorry, not Stroman. Schmidt will be back Wednesday. He'll be jumping into Stroman's spot on the rotation. As for Marcus Stroman, the Yankees don't know. Or they haven't said yet. They said that Stroman had an MRI on his knee. They found inflammation. He was given a cortisone shot, and that's where we're at right now. They didn't even know necessarily whether the knee was causing some of the issues he was having on the mound. By issues, I mean underperformance. They thought that maybe that's the case, but they're not sure yet. And I think that's probably, the right thing for everyone right now. While Marcus Stroman figures out what's wrong with his knee, gets himself better, and the Yankees put Schmidt in the rotation, who would be an upgrade over where Stroman's at right now.
Yeah, Schmidt, I think a pitcher Yankee fans can feel good about as long as he's healthy, based on last year. And obviously, Yankee fans feel good about Max Fried. Warren, a young guy, so you see the upside potential there. But Carrasco, Stroman, guys like that, with all of that, the Yankees need Carlos Rodon to be a number two type of starter. He gives up 2 home runs today to Jung-Hoo Lee. And what did you see, I guess from a Yankee fan perspective, what did you see that would would be encouraging, and what did you see that would be frustrating?
Well, from a Yankees fan perspective, you see a guy who, you know, isn't getting the job done to where the Yankees need him to, you know, being that guy filling in for Gerrit Cole, being that guy, being the number two for Max Fried. From the Yankees perspective, you see a guy who really made two particularly bad pitches today. You know, also, you know, the walk before the three-run home run in the sixth inning. But, you know, you can slice it any way you want. He still got a mid-5 ERA through his first four starts, right? He's holding hitters to a 177 batting average. That's great. Also, second in baseball in walks, but also the most walks in the American League. So, I mean, it's one or the other, and it all kind of combines to a first four starts that have been underwhelming in total for Carlos Rodon.
What was your sense? What was his reaction after the game? And it just seems like there's always that he looked good at times, he pitched well, and then he sort of pulls a Rodon, which is at some point there's going to be the blow up or big inning.
Right. I don't know if I want to call it pulling a Rodon necessarily, but you know, it's not getting out of your own way, I guess. Where he, you know, had two strikes on Jung-Hoo Lee with two runners on today, and instead of burying the curveball, which is what his fourth best pitch maybe, he throws that with two strikes. Instead of burying the curveball, he leaves it, you know, chest or almost chin high, and just it gets rocked. You can't miss in that spot with two strikes, and you can't miss badly in that spot, and that's what he did. So it's a little bit of you know, you for how much you want to say he pitched well today, and in so many ways he did. When you have such a critical mistake, critical was the word that, you know, Aaron Boone used today, it kind of mops away a lot of that. So, you know, obviously obviously Carlos Rodon will want to walk out knowing he did some things well, but, you know, one or two things can really blow it up, and that's what happened today.
Look, I know if the answer was that it was easy, the Yankees would already have fixed it, but what do the Yankees do with Rodon moving forward? Is it something where you have to, you know, if you can get five good innings from him, that you can't try and, you know, he threw 100 pitches today. They tried to get him through six innings. That you can't try and do that? Is he a guy that you can only, you know, you can only go through a lineup twice or whatever it is that they have to start handling differently?
No, see, I don't think they can afford to handle him differently because you still have Carlos Carrasco in your rotation who you know, you don't know necessarily what you're going to get from him. You're not really getting length from, you know, Clark Schmidt in the past hasn't shown he's someone who's going to give you a lot of length. You know, and then there's, you know, Carlos Rodon and Max Fried. Max Fried has been a horse for quite some time. So the Yankees really need to start getting length from Carlos Rodon because you can't plan for everyone to just give you five and fly. You can't plan for everyone to give you four. So there's really no recourse right now. Will Warren, another guy who the Yankees are high on, but, you know, early in his career, is still learning how to turn over, line up over two, three times. He's someone who's not, you can't bank on giving you six innings in a game. So, yeah, there's really no recourse. There's no changing, of course, with Carlos Rodon. He's just got to give the Yankees more and do better.
We can say it's bad luck that it obviously is that the Yankees lose Gerrit Cole. But last season he did have arm problems as well. So it's not entirely unpredictable. And it is bad luck that Luis Gil is injured and, you know, Yankees hoping, of course, to get him back, you know, in a couple months. But what does it say about the Yankees, Brian Cashman and the Yankees' plan that you lose two starting pitchers and things, you know, for one for the season, one for a few months, but things quickly become so dire with the starting rotation that this doesn't by and large seem like a playoff, you know, the kind of rotation that a playoff team would have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I mean, for being honest, and I'm not trying to cover for anybody here, but you lose your number one starter and your number three starter. I don't know many teams that recover from that. But, you know, like, I don't know that I've really seen that happen to many teams, particularly not to the Yankees. And you know, you lose your number one starter for the full year. You lose your number three starter, potential number two starter, for 3 months. Not many teams just have a number one and a number three just waiting in the wings, right? So this would be a problem for anybody. This wouldn't be just a problem for anybody. This would be a major problem for anybody. If you want to say that the Cole injury wasn't all that unpredictable, well, they did get Max Fried, right? So then you're looking at Luis Gil, right? No one really saw Luis Gil coming. And then Clark Schmidt also, don't forget him. So, you know, not many teams go and lose their 1, 3, and 4 starters. So that being said, they gotta figure it out. They have to figure out a way to make it work. And they have to hope that for the next, you know, 2 months or so. Remember last year when Gerrit Cole went down and Rodon pitched well and Heal came out of nowhere to pitch well and so many guys pitched well? They're going to need that again somehow. I know it was improbable when it happened last year, and it's improbable that it will happen again this year. But, you know, like you said, Lori, is this a playoff team? Well, they're going to have to get, you know, they're going to have to get big-time performances until Heal comes back.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic about the Yankees. So while the starting rotation has been a, you know, the injuries and some of the performance a big disappointment. There, you know, the bright spots, there have been a number of bright spots on this team. Aaron Judge, of course, is Aaron Judge, but in the non-Judge category, what are some pleasant surprises so far in this young season that jump out at you?
I mean, you got to like what you're seeing from Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he looks like almost vintage Paul Goldschmidt. Using the whole field, showing power, great at bats toward the top of the lineup. Ben Rice just crushing baseballs left and right. Mm-hmm. I think that he's leading the league in exit velocity, if not mm-hmm. number one. He's two, three, or four, whatever it is. You're surprised by that. Austin Wells has had great at bats, some unevenness, but some really great at bats. And the defense has been pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're also looking for more from Jazz Chisholm, who was 0-for-24 before his eighth inning home run today. You're looking for more from Cody Bellinger, who, you know, couldn't be allowed near a plate of wings again the rest of his life. You're looking for more from Jason Dominguez from the right side. He's hit well lefty, but the Yankees really haven't gotten much from the right side from Dominguez or from third base in general, and that's the problem. So there's a lot of for all the good, there's some bad, and when there's almost equal amounts of good and bad, you get a 500-ish team, and the Yankees are 8-7 right now, right?
Yeah, which of it's 15 games, it's early, but does you look at this team and they're, you know, we talked about pitching and some guys who can come back. Obviously, there's Stanton, and you know, we don't know the timetable on Giancarlo Stanton, but Stanton can come back at some point and give some pop to this lineup. But a couple weeks in, 15 games in, does this look like a, you know, and it's a down year in the American League. There are not a lot of great teams in the American League this season, but does this look like a team that has the makings of being a potential playoff postseason team?
I mean, sure, right? You could look at this team and see a World Series team if you want right now, and you can also look at it and see a team that's, you know, going to struggle for a while. This early in the season is like looking into a kaleidoscope. You know, you see so many different outcomes. You see so many different images. You don't know what's real and what's not. Let's not forget that the Yankees just played about a full week in 35-degree weather. That
mm-hmm.
sucked.
Yep.
So that's not, you know, of course, other teams had to do the same. But you know, they're just doing, you know, it's still early. And I think that this team could be a playoff team, of course, and should be a playoff team, like you said. It is a weakened AL and maybe even AL East, generally speaking. But, you know, you're going to have to get some guys back. You're going to have to get Stanton back. You're going to have to get Luis Gil back. And you're going to have to stop bleeding in terms of all the injuries.
From what you've seen, are you at all worried about Devin Williams? Or you feel like some of this is just the kind of early season welcome to New York hiccups?
I think it's just early season hiccups. Mm-hmm. If you look at Devin Williams' career, March, April, not the kindest month to him. And I'm sure there's still some adjustment to the Yankees and to right. the pitching apparatus and to the catchers and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you did see him last time out put two guys on, get himself in serious trouble, and escape. So that's got to be a good sign, right? And also, he's a closer, right? He's the last few years one of the best in the league statistically. Mm-hmm. A guy who wants to pitch in the crunch time situations, and he really hasn't had those yet. I mean, does he have a save opportunity yet this year? Or he doesn't have a save yet this year, that's for sure. So he hasn't had a lot of shots at one run, two runs, game on the line. So let's see when the weather warms up and as the season gets on, he gets more of those.
All right, and last one before I let you go. Do you have any good J.C. Ascara stories for us? Can you tell us a little bit about the Yankees now backup catcher, and just feels like this is the feel-good story of the season so far for the Yankees?
Oh, certainly a feel-good story of the year for the Yankees. And, you know, they got a roster full of them, right? You know, Ascara, former, you know, I hate how played up the whole Uber driver part of this is, has been played, because, you know, it's almost become a punchline at this point, and people need to understand that, you know, Uber drivers, those are real jobs, right? You know, those are people really grinding. So we talk about, you know, you need to go drive Uber. I mean, shut up. Like, that's a real job. But, you know, he's also a substitute teacher. He was coaching, a little league team. His wife was doing three jobs. But then you got Fernando Cruz, who took forever to get to the major leagues, reliever for the Yankees. You got Oswaldo Cabrera, who mm-hmm. also did Uber and DoorDash and Uber Eats during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You got Ben Rice, who didn't even play his final two college seasons because of the pandemic and the Ivy League shutting down in 2020 and 2021. You know, you just got a whole bunch of guys. You can go up and down the list. Tim Hill reviving his career last year after getting DFA'd by the White Sox, the worst team in the league. So you know, you can look at Mark Leiter Jr., who's a former independent league player, right? He pitched in indie ball for a couple years, trying to get to getting back into affiliated ball into the major league. So there's a lot of feel good stories out there. J.C. Ascara, very good dude. How the Yankees stuck with him throughout the minor leagues, throughout independent ball, and kept their eye on him is a pretty interesting story as well. J.C. Ascara sending videos of himself working out at midnight at a local gym to Yankee scouts to let them know, hey man, I'm serious about this. And just building those relationships so that when he had an opportunity to perform, he knew he was on the Yankees' radar. So that's a big deal too.
Yeah, I a guy who, J.C. Ascara, about to turn 30 to make your major league debut. The Mets actually have a backup catcher right now with Francisco Alvarez being out. The backup to Torrens is a guy, Hayden Sanger, another one of those where, you know, I marvel at the players who, you turn 30, you've been toiling away for years, and finally that big league, you get that opportunity to have that major league debut, and how much that must mean to them, to their families, to have worked so hard for it.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, listen, Ferrara got to the majors late, but he's a lefty hitting catcher, and those are gold, you know? There aren't a ton of those in major leagues. And there aren't a ton of them who hit well and frame well. So if he can prove that he can stick around as a backup this season, I mean, he's 30, 29, 30. Maybe he carves out a 7-8 year major league career and really sets up his family for life.
Yeah, so look, Henry, you know, whether it's Martin Maldonado, Henry Blanco, you know, or whatever, like, you can be, if you're a good defensive catcher, and to your point, if you're a lefty bat, you can, being a backup catcher in the major leagues can be a nice job if you can hang on for a few years.
Yeah, just ask Kyle Higashioka, 2 years, $14 million from the Texas Rangers. Ask Jose Trevino, who's got a 3-year, I think, $15 million deal from the Cincinnati Reds. You know, there's a catching is valuable.
888-808-1019. Brendan Cuddy from the Athletic. Appreciate the time. You should follow him on the Athletic or online as well. BK, I have some hot chocolate. I hope the games get a little warmer.
You and me both, Lori. Thank you for having me on. Everyone, thanks for listening.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.